I got a job at Kitson's, at McLaren's then, and they were making engines. Well, I made a mess of one, I'll admit I did make a mess on it, so I got sick. And then I went to Dole Hall. In them days, you had to go to Dole Hall to see what were what. So the two jobs, one were at Outwood, and one was Smith and Robinson's. Well, I went to Outwood, they didn't want anybody, so I went to Smith and Robinson's, and I got on there, and I worked there for 10 to 12 years. And then I left there and went to Pitt. My dad got me a job at Pitt, and I worked at Pitt till Pitt shut down. And then I transferred to Rothwell till that shut down. And then I was made redundant. So that was my working career.
Had you got your qualifications? Had you done your apprenticeship as a mechanical engineer?
No, not really. I hadn't, because I had a break in and I never went to night school or out like that. Nobody pressed me for it, like, so I thought, well, I'm no bothered.
So when you went to Water Egg, what job did you do?
I was a fitter, a service fitter. What we did, we maintained surface. Any job that wanted done at surface, fitters, shop fitters, used to go and do it. Such as boilers. Out that were broke down, we had to repair it. That was surface.
Was there quite a lot of machinery on the surface?
Well, there were washery, boilers, there were locomotive. There were quite a few on surface that didn't want to keep in working to. I mean, we worked like with electricians and joiners. We all worked in together.
How many fitters were there then doing all that job?
There were three on days, three in afternoons and three on nights. Nine, about ten altogether, I think.
Can you remember the names of some of the blokes you worked with?
I can remember Dennis Watson, George Ingle, Tom Ingle, George's Tom's son, Ken Thompson, he was foreman, Stan Penny, he was night engineer, Reg was assistant engineer was Reg Penny, Peter Nee, David Cockrum. He left and was an engineer at Newmarket.
What kind of working environment was it? Was it very strict and disciplined or relaxed?
No, as long as you did your work, that was all that mattered. If it all broke down, you went out and you repaired it as quick as you could, that was it. The job at the time was to get the machine, if it was a machine, you get the machine going. We used to go and get stuck in and get job done.
So did you have to do kind of lash-ups and make-do and mend kind of stuff?
No, we could have done for the night shift and afternoon shift coming on. Washer finished about six. So if they're out to do that, it used to be left at night shift. So the shifts following, we just patched it up and then the shifts following us, night shift, they did get it sorted out.
And did you go down the pit at all?
Yes, we went down. On occasions when they wanted somebody extra help, we went down. Well, I used to go to diesel now and again, but we got a lad regular in diesel shed, so I just went down and inspected, a weekly inspection like that, was it? But it was a good environment,
What was it like down the pit? What can you remember about going down in the cage and everything?
Well, it's a thing that you've got to do it to experience it, you know. I mean, when you got in cage, it used to go down steady. But when it were calling, it was off like heck. And you got to know whereabouts you did go. Same as with Water Egg, there were number one shaft and number three shaft. Well, if you got on number one shaft, you could get through to number three. And number three, you could get through to number one. And they worked in between. It wasn't a bad job at all. I mean, I don't think I could have stomached being a collier, being at face. They get it coil, aren't they? It's full of dust, place is full of dust. Your mouth's full of it. Oh, I quite enjoyed what I did, up to redundancy.
What about your dad and your uncles then, and even your granddad? Did they work out their time at Waterhay?
I think they did. My granddad finished not long... Well, he wasn't working there when I worked there. Neither of my granddads did. My Uncle Bill worked down pit. Uncle Jackie used to be on surface. He used to look after... Make sure boiler men got all the fuel for boilers. And my dad was foreman at timber yard. It was a grand pit with Woodlesford.
What about the management? Did you have much to do with the management?
Well, only day, if they were in yard, you'd see them, you know, you'd talk to you. And there was one incident that I didn't know it was manager at the time, like phone, I was down pit at diesel shed. The phone rang, so I picked it up. Hello, who's that? That's it's George Gator. What the bloody hell are you doing down pit? I says, what the bloody hell you think I'm doing? I'm doing a repair. Oh, I says, you're young, George, eh? I says, aye. He says, you like your father? I says, nearly, but watch out. Anyway, as it happens, I was coming round out at shaft. The manager was coming round. But as I come out at shaft, he was talking to my dad. And I walked up like... And he said, oh, this is him, is it? He says, aye, this is my lad. I said, all right, we'll know him in future.
What were the wages like at Waterhay?
Well, in comparison to others, they weren't bad. You could live on them. And we used to start at 7. Well... We used to do any job, so they asked me if I'd go in at 6:30 to work on washer. They started at 6:30, got everything running, up at coal coming up at 7. So I went and started at 6:30, and I went at 3:00. Well, we were at surface, were 7 till 5:20 to 4. So I clocked off at 3, I'd done 7 till 3. And when it come to wage time, I had some time off. So I went in, and I got on like, well, he says, you went home at 3. I says, aye. I started at 6, 6:30 and all, mate. So, that's it. I said, if I don't get it, I'm not going to do it no more. I'm doing your lot of, their lot of favour. So that's it. Anyway, I got it. We didn't often have to go in and kick door in, you know, and say, demanding what we want. We're an happy crowd.
Was there much of a social life at Waterhay that you took part in?
Well, only in your own part, you know, with such as fitters, they'd go out and have a do. But we never went collectively. We just, everybody went with one another and just went where we wanted. There were never anything, not like a social gathering at all. Every department, well, in every department, underground and surface, they were just miles apart.
And were you involved in sports like cricket or bowls or anything?
Yeah, we had usual thing, knockout. You know, we used to set a knockout up and play in them. And we had some fun in them. Because when I went to Rothwell, we did it at Rothwell. We had 11 aside. And we picked them out, washer picked them out, underground, surface, and... Anybody that wanted to put a team in, they put it in like it didn't matter who it was. In cricket, they started at Rothwell, and they asked me at the time, I said, will I train them? I said, yeah. So I was player coach at the time, and we had some good spells. And I always had a joke like about, it was electricians that got it together. So I was to say, managers had me in office today, what for? I said, he wants to know how I can get 11 electricians to stand up all day. And it was a bit of a joke, you know. I thought, well...
What was the reaction at Waterhay when they told you it was going to close down?
All I knew was it was shutting down and we were going to get another job. We might get redundancy. And then we get paid up and go somewhere else for a job. But as it happens, at the time, the spreaders about, being local, there were plenty of pits round about. So we couldn't grumble. There were Rothwell, Newmarket, Methley, Micklefield, There's plenty of pitching area for that, like, to absorb us in. They were good. There were good days and bad days, you know.
Did you go to the pub after the shift at Waterhead very much?
No, I want to be a man. We had occasions we'd have a little do, same as Christmas. We always used to go out at Christmas at pub and have a bit of fun, and that was it. But other than that, we just had a social, might have a social. Somebody had organised it. It wanted organising by somebody. Personally, nobody wanted to take in charge of it. It was too much business for them. They didn't want to do it, so we never got out.
Were you involved in any strikes at Waterhay?
We were, and we weren't. The underground had a strike matter, and we were still working on surface. And as it happens, they were out to end at Pit Lane, a gang of them, and I was in car, and I come through, and it stopped the course of ramming in, and had a buggy. No to do with us. That was an underground cause.
Did your grandad Gator and your dad and your uncles ever regret coming to work in Yorkshire?
No, I never heard them say out about that. But at the time, they were desperate, you know. There were no work about in Staffordshire, so they took the plunge, which, with having a big family, couldn't do no other. I mean, they got promise of a job and a house, so that played a big part in it.